This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. President Draupadi Murmu will visit the 12th century Sri Jagannath Temple in Puri this morning and offer prayers to the Lords. After the darshan, she will grace the 75th anniversary celebration of Gopabandhu Ayurveda Mahavidyalaya in Puri. President Murmu, who is also the Supreme Commander of Indian Armed Forces, will grace the Navy Day as the chief guest, hosted by Chief of Naval Staff Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi at the Blue Flag Beach in Puri today afternoon. The event marks the anniversary of Operation Trident, a critical naval offensive during the 1971 Indo-Pak War. The event will showcase over 15 ships, submarines and more than 40 aircraft with support from marine commandos and personnel from the Indian Army. President Murmu arrived at Bhubaneswar yesterday on a 5-day visit to her home state, Odisha. Lok Sabha Secretariat has requested the members of Parliament not to hold protests or demonstrations in front of gates of Parliament House. It added that such actions cause serious hindrance to the movement of the members to the Parliament chambers during sittings of the Houses. It also drew their attention towards the directions issued by the Lok Sabha Speaker in this regard. Lok Sabha Secretariat said that keeping building gates free from any blockade is also essential for ensuring safety and security of the members in the Parliament House. The Defence Acquisition Council has approved 5 capital acquisition proposals amounting to over 21,772 crore rupees. The Council, under the chairmanship of Defence Minister Rajnath Singh in New Delhi yesterday, granted acceptance of necessity for the procurement of 31 new water jet fast attack crafts for the Indian Navy. The Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs has rejected media reports regarding the Group of Ministers' recommendations on GST rate changes on various goods and services, saying that such reports are premature and speculative. The CBIC said that GST Council has not received any recommendations of Group of Ministers and no GST rate changes have been deliberated. It added that the GST Council is chaired by the Finance Minister and ministers of all states and union territories that can recommend GST rates and changes, while GOM is only a recommendatory body. The National Council for Vocational Education and Training of the Ministry of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship has officially recognized the Indian National Space Promotion and Authorization Center in space as an awarding body. The recognition aims to strengthen the vocational education and training landscape in the space sector. The agreement was signed in the presence of the Secretary of the Ministry of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship. The InSpace operates as an autonomous agency under the Department of Space. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol has announced the lifting of emergency martial law after the National Assembly voted to end it, following fierce backlash from lawmakers across the political spectrum. His cabinet approved a motion to terminate martial law approximately 6 hours after the surprise emergency declaration. In an earlier late-night television address, President Yoon had described the measure as a necessary to safeguard the nation from North Korea's communist forces and to eliminate anti-state elements. The United Kingdom has updated its travel advisory for Bangladesh, saying terrorists are likely to carry out attacks in Bangladesh. UK's Foreign, Commonwealth and Development Office said in a warning that terrorist attacks could be indiscriminate, including in places visited by foreign nationals, such as crowded areas, religious buildings and political rallies. The advisory further said that some groups have targeted people who they consider to have views and lifestyles contrary to Islam. Defending champions, India defeated Malaysia 3-1 in the second semi-final match to enter the final of men's hockey Junior Asia Cup in Muscat, Oman last night. India scored through Dilraj Singh, 10th minute, Rohit, 45th and Shardanand Tiwari, 52nd to secure their place in the final. India will take on arch-rivals Pakistan in the final today. Pakistan had defeated Japan 4-2 in the first semi-final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.